Grown-ups bring children dressed as pirates to a theatre. In a dressing room, CBeebies presenters are having their hair and makeup applied while sitting in front of brightly lit mirrors. Members of the audience begin to take their seats in the auditorium. Filmed at the Lowry, Salford Quays. Written by Claire Duffy and John Spooner. Adapted from the play and novel by J.M. Barrie. Peter Pan. The lights dim, then the curtain rises to reveal three children in a bedroom. A girl's reading a book on her bed, while her brothers play with a teddy bear. Their mother comes in wearing a long purple dress.
Children, will you all please get to bed?
Oh, read us just one more story. This one about pirates, please.
Oh, this one about flying.
A man enters wearing a smart black suit.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. John Michael, calm down. My dear, we are going to be late. Now, where are my glasses? Has anyone seen my glasses?
Ahem.
His wife takes them off the top of his head.
Ah, yes, of course, there they are, silly me.
Now, where is your hat, dear?
My hat, yes, I'll go and have a look. Yes, hat.
Where are you going?
On an awfully big adventure.
Oh, can we come?
No, it's not an adventure. It's a very dull dinner for grown-ups.
Oh, nonsense. It's going to be brilliant.
Yes. I mean, no, it's not. It's going to be a dull as dishwater.
We don't believe you. Oh, we want to have an adventure too. An awfully big adventure. A tale of the sea.
That's what we want.
An awfully big adventure. Think how amazing that would be.
An awfully big adventure. Like stories in books.
Oh, that's what we want.
The heroes are strong, courageous pirates of me.
And some have hooks. Enough of your big adventure. It's awfully late.
But awfully big adventures are awfully great.
Yes!
A fabulous big adventure way up in the sky.
That's what they want.
Fantastically great adventure. Wonderful thing.
With magical wings.
And then we can fly.
Come on, everyone.
With their arms out at their sides, the family run around pretending to be aeroplanes.
Again.
Everyone in the audience smiles and claps. The children's father tucks his little ones up in bed.
Enough of your big adventure. I'm sure it will keep. So dream of your big adventure. My darlings, it's time to sleep. Nana will be downstairs if you need her, children.
A shooting star.
Darling, did
now,
you...
Now, come on. I am so excited. Oh, we haven't been to a party for ages. Now, where is my hat?
Never mind about your hat, dear. You look very handsome without it.
You are a darling, Mrs. Darling. Now, shall we?
He offers her his arm and they leave the bedroom with smiles on their faces. A trail of magic sparkles crisscross over the night sky as the children lie sleeping in their beds. A dark figure flies in through the window.
Where are you, Shadow?
There you are, you naughty Shadow!
A boy in shorts and a feathered hat stands at the window.
Cock-a-doodle-doo! Hello! I'm Peter Pan, I am. I am the best, bravest, cleverest boy this side of Sunset.
He flies to the floor.
Have you seen my best friend Tinkerbell?
He flies across the room.
Tink, where are you?
A light in the drawer.
Oh, Tink, what are you doing in there? Tink, come out of there.
No, it's your fault. I got stuck in here.
Oh, and why is it my fault? Where are you? In here, somewhere. You found it! My shadow! Right, I stick my shadow back on with soap.
He rubs the soap on his clothes, then tries to stick the black cutout of himself on.
Yeah.
It falls off.
What will I do without my shadow?
The girl wakes up.
Who are you?
I'm Peter Pan. I am the best, bravest, cleverest boy this side of Sunset.
Is that your shadow?
It won't stick back on.
Well, you can't stick shadows with soap. You need a needle and thread.
Oh, did you make all that mess?
Who are you? I'm Peter Pan.
There, done it.
Look, I put my shadow back on.
I sewed it on for you.
Yes, I'm sorry. Thank you very much. Are you their mother?
No, I'm Wendy, and these are my brothers, Michael and John.
I'm Peter. This is my friend Tinkerbell. Tink! Where are you? What's that noise? She's stuck. Let her out. Oh, okay.
A fairy in a white sparkly dress.
This is my friend Tinkerbell.
I'm your best friend, Peter.
Yes, Tink, you are. And Wendy, you must come to Neverland.
Neverland?
Never who?
What's that?
Well, it's the most amazing, brilliant, wonderful land full of adventures.
Adventures?
Yeah, it's where we live.
With all of our friends, the lost boys and girls.
Yep. I'm their leader, but they need a mother. You can be their mother.
But I'm not a mother.
You need to learn how to fly.
Fly?
Show me.
Show me.
Tink!
All you need is fairy dust.
She clicks her fingers as she rises up, then fairy dust rains down on them all.
Hush, can you hear the sound of Neverland calling? Fun and excitement waiting there in the sky.
Wow!
The second on the ride, then straight until morning. Sprinkle some fairy dust and then you can fly.
Neverland, Neverland, here we go as you're holding my hand. And now that we've found an adventure, life will be all bloody grand. Neverland, Neverland, life
welcome to Neverland.
Peter and the children fly away together. The audience claps as they go. The stage curtain rises on a pirate ship. With a hook for a hand, a pirate with fine red clothes and long black hair is standing on an upper deck while others are hard at work. He reads from a scroll of paper.
One bucket of seaweed.
Oh, seaweed.
Keep on scrubbing the decks, me hearties. A tidy deck is a tidy pirate.
Oh, right, sorry.
Mustn't let standards slip now, must we? Next, a ladle of cod liver oil.
Cod liver oil.
A pirate adds it to a barrel.
Oh, are you sure this is a very healthy recipe, Captain Hook, sir?
It's a seafaring soup. Very good for a pirate's skin. Looks like you could use some help with that, Porson, eh?
Yeah, most likely to take the paint off, sir.
Yes. What are you doing?
Oh, well, scrubbing the decks makes my feet hot, so I thought I'd take off my socks.
Actually, my feet are hot too. Good idea.
Put your socks back on. Don't you dare take off your shoes.
I'm the captain round here. I'll tell my pirates what to do.
He's much taller.
Yes, Captain, ma'am. I mean, sir. I was just keeping order.
Well, I'll keep order around here, thank you.
No.
The pirates add a smelly sock to the mixture.
No.
You've ruined my soup.
Oh, what is that disgusting smell? Oh!
She sniffs the barrel and makes a lot of funny faces. She faints.
Oh, no! Here, wake up!
He blows in her face.
Wow, that is some stinky soup.
I didn't mean to do it, Captain, ma'am, sir. Ma'am,
sir.
Never fear, I have an idea. Huh?
What are you doing?
He fills a bottle.
You see? You'll never know when a really stinky soup might come in handy. Brains, that is. That's why I'm the captain.
Captain Hook starts twitching. He jumps into the arms of his right-hand man.
Can you hear it?
What, sir?
Ticking! Can you hear ticking?
Oh, no, sir. Can you hear ticking, everybody? Oh, yes, now you mention it, it is quite loud, isn't it? Yes. Oh, dear.
It's the crocodile! It's come to get me! Hoist the mainsail! Let's get out of here!
But, Captain, why does the crocodile tick?
Because Peter Pan told that crocodile that I was a tasty morsel. So he bit off my hand with my ticking wristwatch on it that was given to me by my long-lost loving mummy.
He encourages the audience to feel sorry for him, then dabs his eye with a hanky. He notices his crew watching him, then looks cross that they're not looking sad too.
Lots of emotion.
Twin girls in the audience laugh.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you very much. You've upset him now. I'll have to rock him to sleep in his hammock again. All right. Listen, would you not like to hear what happened with Captain Hook and the crocodile? All right, I'll tell you. Poor Captain Hook. His watch was took by a naughty crocodile with the terrible cheeky smile. Now Captain Hook is on the look for the tick-tock, tick-tock crook.
That naughty croc, it stole my clock. It was given to me by mommy. Now it's ticking in the tummy of the croc.
Oh, what a shock!
It's the tick-tock, tick-tock croc. It's the tick-tock,
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 tack-tock,
tick-tock, croc. It's the tick-tock,
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 tick-tock, tick-tock, croc.
Helps me! A crocodile haunts me! Ooh, keep your wits about you, sir!
Smee and the other pirates do a dance, making a crocodile's jaws with their arms.
It's the tickety-tockety, 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 tickety-tockety,
tick-tock, tick-tock,
tick-tock,
tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. It's a tick-tock,
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 tick-tock, tick-tock,
tick-tock,
tick-tock.
Hook looks very tired.
Tick-tock.
One of the pirates is singing the high note. They all gather together. The whole crew looks tired out.
Captain Hook, so what happens when the watch stops ticking?
Oh, then the crocodile will get Captain Hook. He'll eat his other hand, and then his feet, and then his ears, and then his hat!
Smee!
Yes, Captain Hook, sir.
Do you want to taste some of my stinky soup?
I really don't, sir.
Then stop this and tell me where Pan is.
Oh, yes, of course, Captain Hook. Well, I imagine he's with the other lost boys and girls and that fairy Tinkerbell on the other side of the island, sir.
By the stars, I'll wait to your right, Smee. Right, let's get him! Follow me, me hearties!
Aye, aye, Captain!
No!
One of the pirates began marching to the wrong side of the ship, so he quickly hurries after everyone else. The lights dim, then leafy vines are lowered over the stage. People in scruffy clothes with flowers and feathers in their hair creep forwards.
Have you seen Peter Pan and Tinkerbell?
Yes!
Shh! We're hiding from the pirates.
Oh, I'm not scared of naughty pirates.
Oh, no. Not scared, just...
terrified!
Shh! It's Peter!
Who's that with him?
Or do you think he'll bring us a mother this time?
You never know in Neverland.
Anything's possible in Neverland.
I've done it. All bow to me. I've brought you a worm!
Oh, they're falling!
We can't fly anymore! Whoa.
Who are you? Tinkerbell, you didn't give them enough fairy dust!
I did too! It's not my fault they can't fly!
Lost boys and girls! I have brought you a lovely mother!
Oh! Hello. I'm very pleased to meet you. But I'm Wendy. I'm not a mother. I'm a girl. Very friendly.
Oh, but we've wanted a mother for a very long time.
Ever since we came here. But I'm not a mother.
Build your mother a house.
A mother house.
Oh, no. A Wendy house.
Tinkerbell looks jealous.
Oh, a Wendy house. I like the sound of that.
Right, come on, everyone. We've got work to do. We're going to make a Wendy house.
What have we got to use?
Gingerbread and icing sugar glue. We're going to make a Wendy house.
What do we have to do?
Watch and I'll explain it all to you. Right, come on, then. Here we go. No, this way. That's it. Right, watch. Get to work, everyone. And you can help as well, everyone. Clap your hands. Come on now. That's it. And up there. That's it. Keep going now. Get to work. The shutters and the fences. And can we bring on the icing, please? No running, John and Michael. Be careful. Now, this icing is lovely, but it's very delicate. So you be careful with that, all right? What are you doing? Get it up there. Go on. Right, supervise this. Mother, you're going to love this. Finishing touches and bring it in. Here we go! We made a lovely Wendy house.
Especially for you.
With gingerbread and icing sugar glue.
We made a lovely Wendy house.
It's sparkly and new.
And that's because we're all in love with you.
Together they skip side to side, then round on the spot, in front of the house they've built. A little boy in the audience claps his hands.
Well done, everyone. Come on, let's celebrate with some cake. Come on, let's go. Thank you.
Peter, she is not a mother.
Shh, Tink. You spoil it.
Come on in, Peter. We're having a tea party. Remember to drink your juice, everyone. It's good for you. Huh?
Look, if you don't want to play with this, you can just go away.
Is that what you really want?
Yeah. Huh.
Suit yourself.
Fine.
Fine.
Peter strides off to join the others in the house, while Tinkerbell stands, arms folded, looking very upset. All alone, she sobs to herself. Children in the audience look sad for her.
I'm usually so cheery. Perhaps I could pretend. Fairies shouldn't ever be sad. But now I feel so teary. I've lost my special friend. Fairies shouldn't ever be sad. Fluttering in the air, memories to share. Just Peter Pan and I. Now I'm all alone, sitting on my own. Peter, I just might cry. I thought he'd like me always, but I misunderstood. Fairies shouldn't ever be sad. Sometimes fairy stories don't turn out how they should. Fairies shouldn't ever, never, ever, ever. Fairies shouldn't ever.
She wipes tears from her eyes. As she cries, Captain Hook creeps over to her while his crew watch, all crying too. Her back to him, Tinkerbell doesn't notice Hook approaching. He waves at his crew to be quiet.
Tinkerbell!
Where did you come from?
Oh, I'm sorry. We didn't startle you, did we? It is Tinkerbell, isn't it?
Maybe.
Peter Pan's greatest friend in the whole wide world.
I was.
Oh.
Oh.
You haven't had a falling out, have you?
Oh, he doesn't need me anymore. He's got a Wendy mother now.
A mother?
A mother.
Not that it's any of your business, Hook. I'm not talking to you. I'm not your friend. Even if I'm not Peter's anymore.
Yeah.
She flies off.
Peter Pan and the Lost Boys and Girls have themselves a mother.
A very powerful thing to have on their side, sir.
Someone looking after them.
And loving them.
It would make them invincible.
Pan and the gang will be unstoppable. We must capture this Wendy to be our mother. Then we will win all the battles in Neverland.
Throwing out his arms, he smacks Smee in the face.
Huh? We're going to get a Wendy mother!
I'm a hearties, and I know just how to get her.
Oh, right, so I'm imagining dinner at 8, and then I could send flowers beforehand, and then if we...
The bottle of soup.
Yo!
Oh.
Sorry, I was miles away. What's going on?
I need to test something.
Oh, you want him? He's the cook. What? He likes testing. Yeah, he's the one.
He likes it. A teeny drop of stinky soup.
A drop lands on the cook's tongue and he makes funny faces. Before falling backwards.
Sleeping like a baby.
More like a warthog.
A warthog?
A warthog.
Hot dog.
A warthog!
Quiet! I'm thinking. Yes, I'll give this to Peter Pan and then put him to sleep. Then we'll capture the Wendy Mother. You see? I'm really rather clever, aren't I? Right, pick him up
We've work to do.
Pick him up. We've work to do.
Pick him up. We've work to do.
Pick him up. Wait, there's no one there.
Okay, so I'll just go around.
Yeah, I'm not actually moving anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. I need help. Yeah.
If you want something done, you got to do it yourself. Right, stay there.
She tips the cook over her shoulder and carries him away.
There we go.
Carrying a teapot and with flowers in her hair, Wendy leaves the gingerbread house, followed by the lost boys and girls, who are carrying a picnic blanket and plates of food.
Mother, we have a real mother and father at home. Don't you remember? Oh, we can't stay here forever. We'll miss them. They'll miss us.
Mother!
Father! Oh, yes!
You're right.
I want to go home. You have real parents.
Oh, yes, and they're really funny.
Don't you have real parents too? No.
The children shake their heads.
Well, thank you so much for having us. We really have had an awfully big adventure, but I'm afraid we have to go home now.
Go home!
Just arrived! Well, you could come with us.
Peter stays sitting on the floor.
Peter! You'll come too, won't you?
Yes! Come on, Peter!
Come with us! No.
But wouldn't you like to have a real tea party with real tea and cakes?
Neverland's my home.
We can't stay here, Peter. Oh, it's lovely, but we have to go home.
I know. I understand, I really do. Go.
He starts playing his recorder while the others gather up the picnic blanket. They all watch him glumly.
Thought you were all going.
Are you sure you won't come?
He snatches the blanket off a friend.
Goodbye, lost boys and girls.
Goodbye, Peter.
Goodbye, Wendy, Mother.
Goodbye, Peter. Remember to drink your juice. It's good for you.
Pirates invade. They run around the friends with a rope, tying them all together. Captain Hook looks very pleased with himself.
Take the Wendy Mother and her children back to the ship, me hearties!
Aye, aye, aye,
captain! Come on, off we go, back to the ship!
His pirate crew drag them all off, while children in the audience give him the thumbs down.
Take them away and leave Pan to me.
Taking out his bottle of smelly soup, Captain Hook tiptoes over to the entrance of the house. He hides behind the door when Peter comes out. Boys and girls in the audience point at Hook.
Everyone's gone! There's someone there!
He can't see him.
Are you playing tricks on me?
Tinkerbell's watching.
Over there!
Hook pours soup into his cup.
There's nobody there! Everyone's gone, I'm by myself. Wendy said I should drink my juice, didn't she? But it's good for me, yeah? I thought juice was good for you. What? What, Tink? What are you doing?
What's the matter?
He's taken the lost boys and girls. And he put something in your drink. I couldn't let you drink it, Peter.
She drank it for him.
I'm sorry that we argued.
Me too. You're my best friend.
Fairies shouldn't ever be sad, eh?
You can save me, Peter. Don't let this be the end. If all the children believed in fairies, that will make me better.
Do you? Do you believe in fairies? If you believe in fairies, then you've got to save my friend Tinkerbell and clap your hands. Louder! You've got to save her. Shout her name, Tinkerbell. Tinkerbell! Tinkerbell! It's working louder! Give her a cheer, Tinkerbell's better!
Thank you, everyone! Oh, thank you, Peter!
Oh, thank you, Tink. Now, it's time to go and rescue the lost boys and girls and beat Hook once and for all. Hey, come with me, I've got a plan.
As they head back into the house, Peter takes a big clock from a hook on the back of the door. The pirates have brought the lost boys and girls to the ship. Captain Hook walks up the steps to the upper deck.
Where's your Peter Pan now to rescue you, eh? Probably snoring from his bedtime drink. Quiet! I'll make you walk the plank and we'll keep the Wendy mother here.
I'm not a mother. I'm Wendy, a girl, and I will never help you.
Hook starts twitching.
Ticking! The crocodile's come to get me, Smee!
Yes.
My time is up! Help me, crew! Protect me!
All right! Everybody form up! So, it's Queensbury rules, and if everybody just... Oh, sir! It's not the croc.
Oh, thank goodness.
It's worse than that.
Peter!
Pan? Well done, Tink. That's great teamwork.
A trick? Ooh, that's not the croc. That's a clock.
Oh. Now, untie our friends, Tink. As for you, Hook, it's just you and me. One last battle, and then one of us. The loser has got to walk the plank.
Oh. Well, we still have the Wendy mother. I'm not scared of you, Pan.
And I'm not scared of you.
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
They start a sword fight, but the moment Captain Hook swings his blade at Peter, the boy flies into the air. Upside down, Peter snatches Captain Hook's hat. He then throws it to the floor. While the captain's reaching down to pick it up, Peter kicks him over.
Well, you'll be laughing on the other side of your faces now. Fire the cannon! You won't be laughing long. That'll learn you. Hey, come on!
The pirates fire balls at the audience. Peter's untied Wendy.
Yeah.
We have the Wendy mother!
Yay!
That means we win, Hook, so you must give in.
Oh, okay then, Peter Pan. You win. Handshake?
He raises a sneaky eyebrow to the audience as he offers Peter his hand.
Now I'll feed you to the crocodile.
Get off me, you cheat!
Michael and John tickle Hook to the floor.
Do you give in, Hook? Never!
Tickle. Okay, I give in!
Well done, lost boys and girls.
As for you, Hook, it's time for you to...
Walk the plank!
Walk the plank! Walk the plank!
Do I have...
Walk the plank!
Walk the plank!
Okay.
Walk the plank!
Nice crocky!
Walk the
good crocky! Don't bite my body!
Walk the plank!
Hook drops off the front of the stage.
And as for you lot... You are banished to Neverland, and I never want you to return!
Yay! Oh, thank you, Peter and Tink, for saving us all!
Can we go home now?
I'm tired of adventure now!
Can we come too?
Of course! You're all welcome!
Yes! Tink! Fairy dust one last time!
Oh, thank you, Tinkerbell!
The snow-like dust falls in the sky behind them as Peter says his goodbyes. The CBeebies curtain falls, then rises on the darling's bedroom. Wendy, Michael and John land, then climb into their beds. Michael takes off his top hat and the others pull their covers up. All three quickly fall asleep. Then their mum and dad arrive home.
Quickly.
Oh, look. Look, my dear, they're all tucked up in bed, dreaming like little angels.
Shh, you'll wake them. Oh, Mother, Father, did you hear that?
There's someone knocking at the door.
It's our friends from Neverland.
Neverland? That's just a story.
The lost boys and girls let themselves in, and they all share hugs and smiles.
Neverland, Neverland, you and me and our sweet little band. And now that we've found an adventure, life will be awfully grand. Neverland, Neverland, now we're home and you're holding my hand. A magical moment.
Sparkling light appears behind Peter Pan's shadow. The gang make way for Captain Hook and his pirates. They walk to the front of the stage and take a bow. Then Peter takes Tinkerbell's hand, she curtsies, and he bows. The pair take a step back, then everyone on stage bows together. They wave to the boys and girls in the audience who clap and wave back at them.